Afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Graps and Cracks podcast, this time from the Headers team in Liverpool. We've got our Jeff here. Hello, Jeff.
Hiya.
Hiya. So we've been to Atomic Pro Wrestling yesterday at the Asvex Brewery, which we visited before today, about 2 years ago. For like a Christmas do with a grapple lot.
Yeah, funnily enough, the people who run Atomic were having discussions about running a show in a brewery.
They were, yeah.
Yeah. I think when it was yesterday, it seemed to be what it is now.
Yeah. Just like to get into where we were. So we stopped at the Duke Street Boutique Hotel, £52. Absolute bargain.
Yeah, I agree. Nice bed. Fridge shaped as a Marshall amp stack. Yeah. Very comfy. Nice place. £50. Centre of Liverpool. Can't moan.
And I was surprised they didn't charge us the £20 damage deposit, which I was expecting.
Right.
Did tell them that on booking.com you will be charged £20. Nope.
Fair enough then.
There's your key. Get upstairs. So we went to, we found an Irish bar, didn't we? A traditional Irish bar with one Irish beer.
Pog Mahomes.
Yeah, Guinness.
Guinness, about £5.90.
It was. Dearest pint of the day.
Yeah, nice pint though. I'll give them that. It's very one of them four Irish places, you know, it's bicycles on the wall and things like that. And Australian rules football.
Yeah.
You were trying to teach me the internet and what's on with that.
Yeah, the people behind the post don't have the butcher's coats on now, so.
Has it spoiled it for you, has it?
It has, yeah. I used to love them pointing their fingers.
Yeah.
Next up, Paul Owens, nice pint of Guinness.
Yeah.
3.5-4 on the Guinness scale. Next up, we went to Liverpool Brewery Tap, which is near. Lantern Station in Adelphi.
Yeah, across the road.
You had tropical.
Tropical pale ale, which is probably rebadged from Papa Mango. It was orange. It was piss poor.
Yeah.
But look, thankfully, probably the barman did see me pulling my face like one of them gurners.
Yeah.
You know, and asked, "Is it all right?" No, the tears in my eyes. So we changed it for an American pale ale, which is a lot better.
Yeah, I had a dry stout. It was dry.
Expensive.
£3.70 for a pint with discount.
Yeah, get your camera discount here.
Yeah. Yeah, decent little place. Gareth met up with us.
Yeah.
And we went to across the road, the Vines. It's been there for years.
Oh yeah, so it's one of these Walker Warrington Ales, you know, like big old worldy signs above it.
Yeah.
And it looked a bit, from the outside, like the Philharmonic.
Yeah.
Quite an old building, you know, probably a bit grand inside. Mm. So I had a look on tap, see what they had on the taps, and they looked like decent choice of beer. So we duly went in. Andrew's pulling his face over half a pint of, what is it?
Oh, it's a coffee IPA.
Is it coffee?
Ooh, bloody hell. I had a pint of Dissolution for £4 a pint, yeah. Which is, you know, good price for a city centre, that.
Yeah, for Cascale these days. I had a pint of Proper Job. Same again, £4.
Nice, just nice building. I took a photo of it and, lit up well.
I'd say it's very Philharmonic. I probably like the Crown and Kettle, you know, with the ornate ceiling and that, you know, in Manchester.
Hmm.
Nice big place.
Next up, we went to a regular haunt of ours, the Ship and Mitre.
Well, it's a standard thing, isn't it?
You had, oh god, what the fucking called? Super 8.
Part of Super 8 IPA, yeah. This was, wasn't very good.
No.
Same again, classic with that orange tropical ale I had. It was just like there was no head on it. You know, and the glass was as clean as a whistle when they finished.
Yeah.
Not very good beer.
I had the Black IPA, which was much better. 5.5%, £4.50. It was a good little drink, that. But, yeah, there's always plenty of selection on in the Ship and Mitre.
Yeah, you're spoiled for choice in there, aren't you?
Yeah, you have to do two trips around the bar just to, like, sink it all in.
Check it all in, yeah.
Next up, across the road, Dead Crafty. Still living in COVID times as they take you to your seat.
Yeah, they give you the menus, and then there's two sides to this menu, isn't there? There's one that's like, you know, the playing side, and you turn the other side over, and it's all the head-knocking tackle.
You went straight for the head-knocking tackle as you went for the strongest one on the list.
I did, 13% for that.
A nerd brewing.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was exceptional.
Yeah. Exceptional. It's so exceptional, you give it 4 stars on Hunter.
Yeah. Arch rater.
Yeah. I had like, I think it was like a 7.2% IPA. It was fine. But yeah, I like Dead Crafty. There's always a bloody good choice on in there.
They do a good selection.
What you wouldn't see elsewhere, I would say. So took the walk up the road to Asvex Brewery. Supernova vacancy sold out.
Sure, yeah.
It's basically the rings in the corner of the actual room itself, Jeff.
Yeah, not keen on that, but I can see from the logistics wise of where the wrestlers come out and why they do it that way. I suppose you can only use three sides of the ring, you know, for wrestlers. There's not a big area where they can take dives over the top rope.
No.
I think if they do, they end up in somebody's lap.
I think there were one that happened last night.
Yeah, I think they have to be careful what they're doing.
Yeah. The actual bar, like drinks wise, because this is a brewery tap, my word, there was nothing under 6% in that place.
Yeah, they do like a strong beer in here, like plenty of IPAs, and they're all like 6%, 8%, and obviously the stout that was on was about 11 and a bit.
Yeah,
11
yeah.
And change. So, yeah, if you're looking for like a weak ale, forget it.
Yeah, dangerous as well, because I think Gareth said this last night, you literally stood next to the bar, so just like ease of access, right, another one, and then by end of show, you just...
Yeah, you're legless,
which I was close to, I think, last night. I was
I
was on my way, definitely. So we started off with Rob Dre versus Eddie Dennis at Party Hard. Not heard that in a bit. Any thoughts on it, Jeff?
I thought it was an excellent opener by two big guys, you know. Exchanges all for all, you know. Plenty of power manoeuvres.
Bob Drake's looking well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got the crowd going.
Yeah, I think he's one of the biggest big stars in Atomic, like from reports I've read.
Right, I see he's one of the regulars.
Yeah. He's been in a couple of their main events and what have you. Ended with Drake winning with the uplift DDT, or just a jumping DDT to not normal folk.
Right.
I thought he was a fine opener.
Yeah,
Fine opener.
I agree with that.
Next up, the Quinlans versus the Crickslows. It sounds like a feud off Brookside, doesn't it?
It sounds like something off, I don't know. From the deep south.
Don't go messing with the Crickslows.
Crickslow boys.
Another decent match, yeah. Two young teams.
Yeah, two young up and coming teams. I'm guessing from the Merseyside area.
They are, yeah, very much. The Quinlans are from Wrestle Island. I know Jack Critchlow, he's been on TNT. He was in the Rumble. I know Gareth said he liked it. Bit of a gobby one.
Right, see. Yeah, no, decent enough looking tag match, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, young lads, they can only get better and better as time goes on.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself, Jeff. Oh my god, that is just disgusting. Step Up Brain Buster by the Quinlans get the victory, Jeff. I do like Paddy Quinlan, but I do like a bit of pud, but not in the evening.
Well, each to their own.
Yeah, usually full for me tea. No room for pudding. Anyway, Lana Olke. Trying to get Wrestling Jeebus in the ring.
Well, she got him in the ring. And then she was about to get him to sing, and he totally blanked it.
Yeah. She did ask me the question, like, later on, would you sing if I asked you? Yeah, I'd give it a go.
I'd give it a turn.
I'd actually send you in, Jeff, and sing a bit of Why Does It Always Rain On Me?
No.
Blow them away.
Yeah, you know. I keep it in my locker.
You do?
That's where it's staying.
So Lana Oakey failed. And out comes Sapphire Reed, who was making the long trip from London for this match. Good match, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm very impressed with Sapphire Reed. I think it's the first time I've seen her live.
I think it is, yeah.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, seen her on the Red Pro Box before, but just here, never in person.
Yeah, I think it was a surprise?
Yeah, I didn't know she were a mystery. She were a mystery opponent.
Right, yeah. Yeah, really decent little match, this.
Lana won with the fuck off elbow.
You can't call it that, surely.
You'd sort of think of it like that, because she hits her with so much, like, bloody force.
Yeah.
Just like, fuck off.
Fair enough.
I think another good match. 3 for 3 on good matches, Jeff.
Yeah,
this is a promotion that is coming on leaps and bounds.
Your own catchphrase.
And next up, three-way tag for the tiny championship belt. Which they were selling them for £14, weren't they, on the door?
How much?
£14 for the tiny belt.
For a small one.
Yeah.
Bloody hell! Really, £14?
Yeah.
Fucking cheeky twat. Right.
We've got to make a living somewhere.
Oh yeah. You know.
So it was Forbidden Planet of Ivan Steve and Dave Birch versus Act 2, Ben Ireland and Jack Knudsen, and the other team were made to last, who were the champions of what's it called, Leon Gray and Ryan Thorn, who come out with their special ring announcer Mad Dog Mike Angus with his gold jacket,
sparkly spiky shoes.
He does have some nice footwear, I will say.
Well, it's not your regular, you know, Clarks or something.
You're not getting them in Clarks, it's a Shoe Express.
I don't know where you get them shoes from, but yeah. It makes it work.
Yeah, it was elimination style rules and made to last. Well, they didn't last long.
Yeah, they got eliminated first, so very reminiscent of when... Who was it in ECW who was a champion got eliminated first? So you knew you were going to have a fresh champ.
Mike Orton.
Yeah, it was Mike Orton, wasn't it?
Yeah, so...
Very reminiscent of that style.
So you left with Forbidden Planet and Act 2. Who won, Jeff?
Act 2 won.
They did, yeah. This included the dive from the outside by Dave Birch, which was quite impressive. He was near to the side of us.
Yeah, when there's a huddle of people all milling around in one particular spot, you know what's going on.
Yeah. We've watched enough wrestling now. Yeah. Decent stuff again.
Yeah.
Next up was, I think it was the half-time break, Jeff. Thankfully. You went and got a bit of garlic bread.
Cheesy garlic bread, £7.50. Well worth the money.
Yeah. Was it big?
Yeah. Decent size.
Would you think, is it better than the offerings at North Wrestling?
Yeah. But then the sort of pizzas at North were a bit limp. And this one.
are you ready to ever see my limping pizza? Oh, fucking hell. So after the break, Team PPW versus Team Atomic. So PPW was Nathan Black, Kemper, who's a big fucker.
Josh Kemper, yeah.
Yeah, Eve Bateman, and Will Cruz, who shouted to me, I like Jeff more.
Fair assessment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for my pizza, for my garlic bread outside, so I missed the majority of this match.
Yeah, and the other side was Harley Hudson, Sam Bailey, T2Bit, who's I think now called Teddy Ray.
Teddy Ray, yeah.
And Troy Ryan, he was on as well. I know Bailey and Hudson got eliminated quite quickly in this one. They were the first two to go. Yeah, PPW was basically on tap until 2Bit was left on his own and beat the fucking lot of them. pinning Kemper as the final one. So it looks like the building two bit as the next challenger.
PPW is never going to stop.
Correct, yeah. Mm. I thought the crowd were really into this. Heated match.
What's a really decent crowd, you know, they had their own little chanting section or whatever at the back of us.
Yeah.
You know, get your own gimmick.
I did say to you, Jeff, last night, talking to the crowd, because where we were stood, near the bar, like half of it's the serving bit.
Yeah.
So me and my wisdom thought, you know what, there's no one queuing at that end, and I forgot the sign was there, there's no service here. So I just went up to a randomer and said, could I have 2/3 of number 6, please? So no, we're not the bar staff, but they did look like your typical...
Yeah, you look like the bar staff that we're serving, they look like them.
Yeah.
Easy to be confused, especially when you're drinking 6%, 7%, and 8%
Yeah.
IPAs.
Yeah, but you're right about the crowd. I thought they were well into it. Sometimes Liverpool crowds can be a bit quiet with the wrestling. Or yeah, not as receptive to like clapping and chanting.
This crowd kept it up all the way through the show.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah. I do a very good mix of people as well, I would say.
Yeah.
So next up was Charles Crowley and Alexis Falk, and I can't really say much about this because I might have been in the toilet or just like chatting away.
I thought this was a really good match. I was expecting comedy bullshit, but it got serious. You know, obviously the two tag team partners in progress. There's a cheeky little buggers, so I was expecting the worst, and I was pleasantly surprised. I think Alexis was attempting to get him up on the shoulders quite a few times, obviously, you know, the size differential between the two.
Yeah.
She eventually did it.
Yeah.
You know, for pop the crowd with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, all in all, a good match.
Falcon won.
Yeah.
Kaka! main event now, getting up to 10 o'clock, bit overrunning. But, you know, don't mind when you're stopping over, so... Let's crack on. Scott Olbermann versus a champion, Tony Right.
Yeah.
Scott Olbermann, we like him.
Yeah, he's changed his sort of his gimmick, I think. Changed his entrance music to Nothing Else Matters from Metallica. I think, I keep saying it, great wrestler. Something missing. Still something missing for me. I like his work, I like his facials, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they're great, very expressive.
Got a good presence.
Always seems to be, I don't know. I just don't know what he did.
We were still trying to work out this morning.
We
don't know what's missing. Just can't put our finger on it.
Exactly, yeah. It's like when you walk in to put your keys down at home and then you're going out again and you're like, where's my keys?
Yeah.
Put them somewhere and then you're going up and down the house looking for stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm the same with what's missing, the ingredient, Scott Olbermann's missing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but I feel there's something there and I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I thought it was a good main event again.
Yeah, excellent main event. Tony Wright, I mean, we've seen him at the beginning of his career, a Future Shock and that.
Yeah.
And
I enjoyed him there. From
then till now, I'm not going to say the leaps and bounds thing, but you can see the improvement in his work, in his presentation.
Yeah,
it was really, really good. I can see why a lot of people gravitate to him. You know, when you see on social media, they love Tony Wright, and I can see why now.
Yeah. Olbermann won the title, yeah.
Gets the win. In a really good match.
I think he's due to be facing 2-bit next time. I think they were building up.
Teddy Ray.
So I'd add his good 2-bit. Is he? Not my Teddy Ray.
Not my Teddy. No. And that'll be another good match.
Oh, so we finished, Jeff, and then we went.
Well, I think one thing I like to point out is the ring announcer.
Yeah,
he's very good, but it seems to be like. I don't know if the problem's coming through with the mic, it just sounded a bit Norman Collier. It made it quite hard to understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
Apart from that, as a venue, as a promotion, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I love to go again. You know, obviously
it's midweek.
Yeah, it's the only stumbling block because you're having to take an holiday and get it for us
an hotel.
A hotel, probably a late train. It's not always feasible. But yeah, I mean, if you do get the chance on a midweek and you're in the area, go and check them out.
It did feel a lot like Future Shock at Fairfield Social Club. That sort of vibe.
Yeah. A bit more of like an adult Future Shock.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I said that to when I was chatting with Lana at half time. I said it's very much, it just feels a lot like that.
Yeah.
No, she seemed to enjoy the venue. And I think Eddie Dennis as well said it was, you know, excellent as a setup.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's nice to hear. The wrestlers are enjoying it as well.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no, for myself as well, Jeff. Enjoyed it as an evening out. Just trying to avoid drinking about 7 or 8 pints.
I agree.
And we went to Denby Castle or something.
Yeah, the Denby Castle for our last drink of the night. It was fine.
I just
fancy, because we haven't been there since like 2 Christmases ago.
Yeah.
I'll give it another whirl on the way home. They're all right, but nothing more like.
You got a bag of crisps for the way home.
Fucking cheeky bastards. It's one of these Premier 24-hour shops. Get a bag of them Lays. I can't remember what flavour they were. Chicken. Chicken flavour. £3 on the packet.
Fucking hell.
I know, yeah. I was going to ask him for some fucking ice cream to fucking tend to the dry bum in for the crisp, but I thought, well, if the crisps are costing me £3, God knows how much that's going to be.
Oh, me. Yeah, they tasted nice, yeah?
Yeah, they were all right, weren't they?
Oh, bloody hell. Just stretch my legs. Anyway, that's the review of Atomic Pro Wrestling. I follow you, Jeff.
Jeff Ogby 2.
Follow me, Oggy Part 3, and this podcast at GCP Podcast 1. So until next time, thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.